You're now listening to the Storm Chat Podcast. Hosted by Greg Stewart.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 18 of the Storm Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment, LLC. And today we are going to be talking about why you should not be working too hard. Now, before I get into all of that, I just want to let you guys know, if you have not checked out the previous 17 episodes, you can do so on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as the G-Storm Network YouTube channel. New episodes release every Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. And we talk about a lot of stuff. We talk about anime, video games, independent creator stuff. You know, this is the works. So, before I get into the topic of today, we are going to dive into the G-Storm news. This is a very short episode today, guys. I have going on behind the scenes that I can't wait to release to you guys and talk about with you guys. So I'm trying to get all that squared away and done. But I'm still trying to crank these episodes out for you. So, yep. G-Storm news. The Eternity's End demo may be coming out at the very end of this month. And I say maybe because I still need a little bit more time to put things together. To be completely honest with you guys, I have been focusing on other projects, my first commercial game that's been coming along nicely, as well as Eternities in Volume 2 and some other stuff I haven't talked about yet. I've been focusing on those things, trying to get all those things together so I can reveal and present those to you guys that I haven't really been able to put a whole lot of time in Eternities End's demo, but I'm working my best to get it out to you guys as soon as I can. It's going to be on the website, gstorminc.com. You get to play it for free. It's going to be awesome. You guys get to see Eternity's End's roots. And yeah, that's pretty much it in regards to that. Speaking of Eternity's End Volume 2, Eternity's End Volume 2 is going pretty well. I am still aiming for a late summer, early fall release, so we will see how that goes. I'm also thinking about doing a Kickstarter for Eternity's End Volume 2. I'm still kind of back and forth on that still. But if I do, I want you guys to, let me know what you think. You know, let me know, should I do a Kickstarter? Should I fund this whole project myself? Or whatever. Like, if you have any advice or anybody that you could send my way to give me some advice on how to prepare a Kickstarter, that would be great because I've never done one before and I'm very nervous. But I'm kind of on the fence with the Kickstarter for Volume 2. I may do one. I'll let you guys know. You guys are going to be the first to know. Okay, so there's that. And, of course, my commercial game. I'm writing out the script for the game story. It's a very small game. It's not anything really crazy, but I'm writing my very first commercial video game script. And it's very fun. It's very interesting because you have to, like, not only write a story, you have to figure out how this ties into the gameplay, how this ties into just what you have to do in the game. You know, it's really interesting. Like, you're writing, like, the story, how it opens up, and you're like, okay, this is where the tutorial starts. Like, it's very interesting. So I'm having a lot of fun. It's a whole new experience, and it's gonna be awesome. I can't wait to reveal what it is that I have in store for you guys for my first commercial game. But guys, also I'm gonna be releasing a few YouTube videos. I'm not even saying that, like, the last couple episodes. Like, I've been really working and planning on some YouTube videos. It's just the matter of time, just trying to get around to it, basically. I'm kind of mumbling here. But it's just really, like, coming down to when I can get those videos out for you folks. And I have some pretty cool video ideas that I want to post on the G-Storm Network YouTube channel, which I will. And I hope you guys will go and check those videos out. It's going to be about video game design. It's going to be about anime and manga creation and all that stuff. I may even do devlogs for my first commercial game after I reveal it. So, you know, something I'm kind of messing around with. But that is the G-Storm news. Now we are going to move on to the question of the week. Now the question of the week is for my creators. How much time do you put into your craft? Do you do your work at least once a day, you know, for, I guess, an hour? Do you do your work for 8 hours? You know, if you do, if it's your full-time job, congratulations. Like, I'm trying to get there one day. But, you know, how much work do you put into your craft, whether it is manga or video games or just art? Like, how much time do you usually spend on your craft, something that you're good at? Let me know in the comments on YouTube or just send me a DM. Now, folks, it is time to dive into the segment. We have just completed our G-Storm news as well as our question of the week. Let's talk about it. Why you shouldn't work too hard. No matter what it is that you're doing, do not overwork yourself. That's Rich coming from somebody who overworks themselves. Okay. And I'm saying this because I understand that we want to be the best we can possibly be. We want to be the best versions of ourselves. We want to perfect our craft. We want to challenge ourselves. And that's all good and fun. But is it worth your health? Is it worth your physical and mental health? It's not. I mean, it's just not worth getting sick and having all these complications, especially if you're young like me. Like, it's not worth having all those problems. And you gotta remember to take care of yourself physically and mentally. And, you know, stay away from the junk food. I know it's impossible. I know it's hard for me to stay away from junk food when I'm working on my stuff. It's kind of the whole point of being a game developer / mind creator. You eat a bunch of junk. You know, try to eat a little bit of healthy stuff as well, and take a walk and just read a book or just do other things that aren't related to your craft. Because if you just sit at a desk all day and you're just trying to come up with ideas and you're just trying to like do like your work and everything, you're not going to get everything figured out from the jump. You know what I mean? I know I don't. Because like I'll have some days where I'll sit at my desk and I'm like, okay, I got this idea for this project. I'm going to do blank, blank, blank. And then I just sit there and I'm like, now what? Like, what am I going to do? Like, I'm very exhausted. Your body gets tired. And trying to force, I don't know about you guys, but for me, I cannot force ideas. If I try to force an idea, I know I'm not going to like it. Like, the idea has to come to me in order for me to really be passionate about it, for me to like it, you know? So I'm kind of trailing off topic a little bit, but you guys have to remember to take care of yourselves because you don't want to get sick. Like, it's just not worth it. You just don't want to do that. And I don't want that for you. I know that this stuff is not easy. Being a manga creator is not easy. Being a video game developer is not easy. You're sitting at a desk all day drawing and designing and developing and trying to plan things out. And that's part of the job. It's part of the deal. But you have to remember to take care of yourself both physically and mentally because it's really, really taxing. I mean, I know a lot of people have full-time jobs on top of this. You may have families that you have to take care of. You probably have school or anything else like that that you have to prioritize. And it's just a lot, especially if you're starting out. Like, you don't want to overwhelm yourself because you're never going to get anything done. You're never going to get anything done. I've been there. I struggle with it sometimes as well. You know, I would sit on ideas for a while, and just because I had so much other stuff that I wanted to do. And whenever I was ready to do those ideas, I just felt so overwhelmed because I'm like, man, like, do I even want to do this right now? Like, it's just a hot mess. So I don't want you guys to burn yourselves out. I don't want you guys to work too hard because it's not worth your health. Now, I really wanted to dive in and talk about Mr. Akira Toriyama. Now, for those of you who do not know, Akira Toriyama was the creator of Dragon Ball Z. You know, you don't know what Dragon Ball Z is. Oh, my goodness. But it was one of the most influential, one of the greatest anime of all time. It's actually one of my top five favorite animes of all time. And I grew up watching Dragon Ball. And Akira Toriyama has made such an impact on the world that his passing was so sudden. And I think he has some complications with his brain. I can't think off the top of my head right now what it was that he passed away from. But, you know, this was somebody who was in his 60s. 60s, especially in Japan, is not old. It's not. And he passed away. He left us unexpectedly. And I think what it was that he spent years, you know, cranking out these manga chapters and getting the anime and the anime produced and all that. And, you know, he put a lot of work into his stuff. And Dragon Ball was not his first work. It wasn't his first successful piece of work. So you can imagine how much time and care he put into these stories and all the other things that over the years. And he was still creating Dragon Ball. He was still creating Dragon Ball Super, Dragon Ball Super's manga and everything. He was still the writer for that, even though Toyo Taro is the artist. And now he's gone, and the manga is now on indefinite hiatus because they don't know what to do. And it's like his project, like his golden egg, Dragon Ball, is just in limbo now. Not really, because Dragon Ball does have some really cool things coming out this year. Like the Dragon Ball Daima, which was to mark the 40th anniversary of Dragon Ball, as well as his other series that he worked on back in the 90s called Sandland, that's getting an anime adaptation. And Dragon Ball Z has this really cool game coming out called Spark and Zero. And it was some of the last things that he really, you know, he worked on and he put time in. He had other projects as well that he was trying to release that were either Dragon Ball related, not Dragon Ball related, who knows. And now we don't know what's going to happen to those projects because he's not here. And he worked his butt off. Like, he worked his butt off. And I feel like the Japanese work ethic is a lot. Like, I know, like, they say in Japan, like, the work ethic is a lot different than other places. Like, there are some really hard workers, but it's to the point where some of these creators, they don't even get to see or spend time with their families. Like, who knows how much they sleep, how much they eat. And yeah, that's not good for the health. It's not. So we have to remember to take care of ourselves. Like, we don't have to put ourselves in that tough work ethic. You know, we don't have to put ourselves in a situation. We don't have to have 3 hours of sleep and eat chocolate and candy throughout the day. Like, we don't have to do that. I know sometimes we feel like we have to, but we don't have to do that. We don't have to follow that work ethic in order to be successful. We have to work to our pace. Work, do as much as we can to develop the things that we want. It's not a race. You don't have to try to get your stuff out faster than the next guy. Like, just take care of yourself because your health is important. We also just lost Misumi Inomata. For those of you who do not know who she is, she was also in her 60s. She was, I believe, the creator or one of the lead artists of the Tales games, like Tales of Symphonia and stuff like that. And she had just passed away on March 10th. And I believe it was, I can't remember what it was that she passed away from, but they said it was sudden. And again, she's 60 years old. That's not really old. You know, 60 is not really old, especially in Japanese culture. And she just suddenly passed away. But she has been working on this stuff for years, like probably in her 20s, like how Akira Toriyama started. And now, like, she's gone, not being able to continue her projects because of her health, you know, her working conditions. And I don't want you guys, I say all this stuff, I bring this stuff up because I understand, like, how important our work is. Like, I understand how important attorneys and is to me. And I'm sure, like, if you have a manga or a video game, like, how important that project is to you. But you don't want to lose sight of your health, you know, because all this stuff is really taxing. It can be very taxing. Even if you love doing it, it can be exhausting. I love doing what I do. But, yeah, it can be exhausting. Sometimes I need a break. Sometimes I need to take some time away from my work, maybe go for a walk, read a book, go hang out with my family or something, and just relax. And I feel refreshed afterwards. So I hope you guys can remember and remind yourselves, this episode reminds you to take care of yourself. and whatever it is that you're doing. This isn't just for manga creators or anything. This is just for life. Like, if you're a nurse or if you're a construction worker, whatever kind of occupation that you have, like, work at your own pace. Like, you are not a cog in a machine that is supposed to be perfect and race against the clock. Like, you work at your own pace. They say slow and steady wins the race, right? So just don't overdo it. Don't overdo it. Well, folks, that's all I have for you guys today. If you enjoyed this video, please be sure to leave a like and subscribe to the podcast. Follow me on all social media links, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, or X, or whatever it's called these days. Check me out on my website, www.gstorminc.com, as well as my online store, www.gstormstore.com, for merch. I am G-Storm Entertainment. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Take care. Be blessed. Don't overwork yourself. And have yourselves a great day. Peace.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Storm Chat Podcast, hosted by Greg Stewart. Make sure you like and comment on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode.